Hello. Everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the Fox Nomad Podcast. Actually, this is the latest episode, but it is in between seasons. I know, but many of you have been asking me to put out more episodes, and I said I would, and here we are. So, if you have seen my Instagram, probably stories, you would know, I maybe got a hint that for the last few weeks I have been traveling, filming videos in two new countries, six new cities. Something like that. So I thought I would take this time to kind of share my thoughts on each of those places over the next few weeks. So you can get some stories, just give you kind of impressions, what happened behind the scenes, that kind of stuff. The videos are going to be out in the next couple of months. So for those of you who don't know, when I film a video, it goes into like a pipeline where I have to edit it and so on. So it can be several months before the video actually comes out. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about the first place that I went on this recent filming trip, and that was Dhaka, Bangladesh, a new country for me and a new city. And people keep asking me, how many countries have you been to? I think it's 110 or 115. I need to count. I don't really have a good way of counting. I have like a map on my website, but I really need like a list that will kind of auto update and tell me the actual number, because I never know, but it's somewhere like 110, 115, trying to get to them all. And they're going to be probably like 6-8 more this year. And yeah, so anyway, Dhaka was really, I had my impressions of it, and then I went there and it was a lot more different than what I was expecting. So I kind of figured it would be something like a mix between India and Pakistan. That means, you know, a huge number of people, crowded cities, capital city, polluted, good street food, hectic traffic, you know, all of these kind of things, which is true for the most part. I think Dhaka is the second most densely populated city in the world. However, when I went, which was unbeknownst to me at the time, was that there are two basically major Islamic holidays. One is after the month of Ramadan, which is the month of fasting in Islam, and then there's another one that commemorates the like sacrifice of Abraham sacrificing his son, and then it's not his son, and so on. Anyway, this was a 4-day holiday, so I decided to go a week after, thinking that everything would be closed during the holiday, and so I'd go a week after. However, this year, the government in Bangladesh gave everybody 10 days off after the holiday. So I was there the last few days of this holiday, right before everybody started coming back. So I got Dhaka at like 40 to 60% capacity, which was still super crowded and crazy, but it wasn't as crazy as it was when everybody came back into Dhaka. Most people go home, they go to their families' villages, they go to other cities and towns. So Dhaka was, I'd say, about 60% full. Getting there is, you know, pretty easy. They have a visa on arrival. However, if you are going, I would highly recommend that you try to get the visa like ahead of time, which you can do through the embassy. They do have an online portal, but you have to go to the embassy to do it. It's kind of a huge, major pain, and really, really, really probably prevents a lot of people from visiting as tourists. So because if you get the visa on arrival, there's like two guys behind the counter, and a flight from China had just arrived. So all of them on that flight basically needed a visa. I was the first person to the visa on arrival desk. I got off the flight first before the other planes, you know, had deplaned. And I'm a pretty fast walker, and I was like, all right, I got to beat everybody there. So I got there, and it took like 20-something minutes. it's a huge pain. You fill out something, and then if you don't have your printed ticket, you know, your return ticket, I had it on my phone, you have to send them an email to a Gmail. And then what they don't tell you is after all this process, so 20, 30 minutes go by, you get the visa on arrival. What they don't tell you is there's like a line that you can go through, and you don't have, it's like you go through like a separate line in passport control. Instead, what all of us did was go through the normal passport control line, which took forever. It took like a solid 45 minutes to get through. So that was kind of the introduction to the country. In Dhaka, I stayed at the Intercontinental. And I wanted to shoot a video there. It's a very historic hotel. It was built in 1966. That is 5 years before the country of Bangladesh existed, during the liberation war of Bangladesh, between Bangladesh and Pakistan in 1971. It was one of the few places that wasn't bombed. Basically a lot of diplomats and journalists stayed at this hotel. So it's very, very historic. And you can just see that in the design. There's a lot of history. They've kept a lot of the old photos from those times up. It was really kind of really an interesting place to stay. You know, good food. You know, it's a luxury hotel, but there's no but about it. It was just really nice. So I stayed there, filmed some videos about the history of the hotel, which was pretty interesting, to be honest. And then I got to go into old Dhaka, which is kind of like, if you've been to India, if you've been to New Delhi and you've been to Chandni Chowk, you know what I'm talking about. It's sort of the old center of the city, where there are markets, there's food, you know, it's like the most hectic and intense kind of packed streets, where it just everything is happening. And like I said, it was a holiday when I went, so it wasn't as crowded as it could have been, which is great, because I was able to see a lot more. Because if I calculate in just driving around Dhaka with the traffic that I saw, they told me it would be three times as much after the holiday, which I got to see. The traffic is crazy. I mean, insane. Like it will take you like an hour and a half to get anywhere in the city. And I mean that, like, of any distance. Like if you have to go 2 kilometers driving, or three, that can easily take you an hour. Easily take you an hour. And it's not a very walkable city in certain parts. Also, trying to navigate your way on foot is very difficult. There's a lot going on. You've got to know where you're going. Also, the heat and the humidity is something that I don't think I've ever sweat that much in my life. My watch, you know, has the weather on it, and it gives you kind of like dew point feels and all that. It told me that the weather was oppressive. and it was like 89% humidity. Bangladesh is mostly under sea level. And it was about 40 to 45 degrees Celsius. I think that's like 110 Fahrenheit or something like that. And about 90 degrees. It's so hot and humid. It's like you're just sweating and sweating and sweating. It doesn't stop. So basically walking is not an option, but because of the reduced amount of traffic, I was able to get to a lot of places. I was able to go to old Dhaka, which was super fun. Like they have these old streets with these buildings that are hundreds of years old. People still live in them. Shops on the bottom. You're weaving in and out. I got to try some breakfast food from this. Like it was a grandfather, father, and son. They were making these. Sorry, you'll have to excuse me. I haven't written the name down. It's in my notes. It'll be in the video. But these like little, it's almost like cornbread that they cook in a clay oven that's just like right in the ground. And people just, you know, going to work or whatever, as a snack, you pick these up and you get them. And that was really cool. I got to meet the family, the grandfather, the son, the grandson. And they were all, you know, in part of the process. Like I think the son was, he was working the oven. The grandfather was like opening the dough or the flour. And then the youngest one, the grandson, was taking the dough and putting it into these little balls that they would later put in the oven. So it was really fantastic. I had a guide for some part of that trip to help get me around the streets, to kind of explain what we were seeing, where we were going. And the funny thing is, I had my camera out and we were in this street. And again, I don't have my notes in front of me, but this is just off the top of my head. They have a street where there's a large Hindu community, and Bangladesh is majority Muslim, but there is a very big Hindu minority in the country. So there is this street in Dhaka where they take conch shells, you know, those like where you can hear the ocean, those shells from whatever animal lives in those things. And they take those, and by hand, they make these really intricate bracelets with these intricate little designs in them. And what those mean is when a woman is wearing one of those, that means she's married. And so women will buy these 1, 2, 3, 4 bracelets, the Hindu women, and it symbolizes that they're married. And so there's this street that's famous for these bracelets being made. So I was there, you know, talking to some of the shop owners, filming. They're making these onk shells and so on, and it was super interesting. And we're just about to walk out down the street, and I say, "Oh, wait! One of the shop owners starts blowing into the conch and like making music out of it. It was really kind of crazy. So I was like, "I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna go film this real quick." As I do that, I hear like just a few meters down a huge splash of water, like massive splash of water. And I look around, I hear two women just like screaming and looking as disgusted as possible. Now, I should have kissed my camera after that, because that camera saved me and my guide there from a burst sewage pipe exploding onto the street from the, you know, it wasn't from the ground. It was, the pipe was running like on the first floor, you know, through these buildings. And it exploded on top of these two women. Like, the amount of poop water and pee and who knows what else that splashed on these two women, I felt so bad for them. Like, just imagine, like, I don't know, 4 to 8 buckets of just sewage, raw sewage, just exploding, just like falling on top of you from the street. That's what it was like for those women. And I really felt bad for them. It was a very memorable moment. I kind of caught that on video, at least the sound. And yeah, that I was very fortunate, because that would have ruined my day. I'm not going to lie. So that was kind of nice. So that's kind of a little bit of the stuff that I got up to in Dhaka. I ate a lot of street food. I did not get sick. I was really surprised that I didn't. There were a few things that I tried there that I was certain were going to make me sick. And like, they have this thing, I think it's called pani puri, and they're basically like, imagine the size of like a very, very large coin, like a cracker, okay, like a sort of like a UFO shaped kind of like a cracker that's hollow in the middle. So what they do is they have these on the street, and the guy will take his thumb and crack those open, so there's like a little hole, and then stuff them with chickpeas that have spices, and then pour on it like a pickle vinegar juice. It's really, really good. I went to the one that was the most crowded, a lot of turnover, but it kind of broke some of my street food rules in that it wasn't cooked, it wasn't super hot. It was like a cold food on the side of the street in 100 degree weather. And I was like, oh man, this tastes fantastic. I'm totally going to get sick after this. And I didn't. Which was fantastic. So yeah, a couple of behind the scenes from Dhaka. I'm trying to think of what else I want to share or that I can remember that was super memorable in the city. I mean, there was a lot. I mean, the food there was really surprising to me as to how varied the food was, how spicy it was. They have a lot of seafood there. Obviously, there's a lot of water. Like I mentioned, Dhaka is under sea level. It's one of those places that as sea levels rise, a lot of the country is going to be uninhabitable. And when you hear that, when you go, oh, this place is, you know, a few meters under sea level, it's right on the coast, right? There's all these rivers cutting in and out. And when it rains, everything floods massively. But when you walk around, not only in the city, but in the other parts of the country, you just see like in all the parks, they have like a huge area that's basically dedicated for water drainage. And there's always water in them. I don't, they're not lakes, you know what I mean? They're like, imagine like a football pitch size type of something dug out into the ground. And they all have water in them. That's the water table. It's basically just right there. I mean, the city is just sitting on water. So I can only imagine that when it rains, and the monsoon season had started there, when it rains, those get filled up and the streets just become basically what I was told, rivers. It was just really fascinating to see it. A very interesting place. Not at all like I was expecting. I thought it would be more difficult to travel there. I thought it would be, honestly, I thought it would be more jarring, you know, in terms of just trying to do anything, trying to film and stuff. But people were very, very friendly. It was a really fun time, really interesting place. I will certainly be back to visit other parts of the country. And in an upcoming visit, in it, and in an upcoming episode, I'll have more from the rest of Bangladesh that I'll be sharing with you. Hopefully, this just gives you a little idea of what it's like. But if you've been there, I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are. But if you have any questions, you can always at Fox Nomad me wherever you want, basically. The email is down in the show notes, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all the places you can find me. Thanks very much for listening to this episode of the Fox Nomad podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, if you could give this episode and the show a 5-star rating and a couple of kind words, it really helps us get the word out about the show. Thank you all for listening, and I'll speak with you in the next episode. And until then, I almost forgot. Have a great rest of your day.